أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says الله تبارك وتعالى had raised the skies ووضع الميزان and الله سبحانه وتعالى had set the balance or the scale. Allah tatghaw fil mizan, so that you, O mankind, do not become transgressive with regards to the scale or the balance. Wa aqimul wazna bil qist, and uphold the scale or the balance with justice, with all fairness. Wa la tukhsirul mizan, and do not skim with regards to the scale. Most of us that read Quran Sharif know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the sky, samawat, then obviously we know after that the word ard will come, the word earth will come. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the sky, and a few ayats later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal arda wada'aha lil anam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in between speaks about a very, very important aspect with regards to our being here on the surface of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about raising the sky. Now with regards to the sky, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayats of the Quran also speak about this very great creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The truth is that if man looks at the sky, man will never ever be able to stop marveling at this greatness of Allah. He will never be able to stop admiring how great Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is, how mighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is. Bi ghayri amadin tarawnaha, in one ayat in Surah Ra'ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, the sky, is such a creation that you do not find any pillars. And if perchance there were some pillars also, you don't even see those pillars. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. Further, if you go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرْ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ, that look up towards the skies, would you find that there are any holes, any gaps, any breakages in the sky? You never ever find that, you never ever see that. And man will marvel at this great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had raised the skies, further showing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will continue marveling at that. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. وَضَعَ in Arabic is to put down something, to set down something. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He had set down the balance, the scale. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mean that the scale had come down from the sky, like how we had revelation that comes, like Allah Rabbul Izzat in other ayats of the Quran speak about this one example, وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ, that we send down steel. Now everybody knows that the steel is in the ground. It doesn't rain any steel from the clouds or anywhere else. So Allah Rabbul Izzat draws our attention to the fact that although that steel may be in the ground in itself, it is a creation from Allah. It is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given us for our utilization, etc. Similarly here, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to show us the importance of Al-Mizan. Now when we look at this word mizan, the scale or the balance, then the ulama have gone into great length to explain to us several aspects with regards to it. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzat had given man the ability to manufacture a scale, to make a scale, so that there will be no injustices caused to any of the parties that are transacting, the buyer and the seller. But over and above that, other ulama have also explained that this will not only be confined to the scale, then we will find that the yardstick and the measurements that we have in these times, all of that will be included, so that no party is found to be unjust, and no party causes injustice to anyone, no party feels the injustice, and there will be justice on the surface of the earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing about the different things that measure, the different apparatuses that are used to measure. The third aspect of it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by using this word mizan, according to many of the ulama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is making reference to the Quran in particular and the Shariat in general. That by the word mizan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that here is a judge between you, yourself and others. And that judge will be the Quran. This is the apparatus by which you will measure whatever you are doing. And the Shariat also will also play a very important aspect. Obviously, the difference between Quran and Shariat may be a technical one, but insofar as practice is concerned, there is no difference between the Quran and the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are those ulama that have gone even further to tell us that, see, Allah Rabbul Izzat uses this word mizan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down onto this earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, that on the day of Qiyamah also, there will be this mizan. On the day of Qiyamah also, there will be the scale. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that whatever you do here in this world, one is the scales of this world, you can alter them, you can temper them, but obviously there on the day of Qiyamah, there is no getaway, because you will not have a single hand in that scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another aspect of this is that when we speak about scale, generally our minds go to the fact that it is a business dealing that we are doing. We may be buying a kilo of something or a few hundred grams of something else. But this is not only confined to our mu'amalat. This is not only confined to our business dealings. But it goes far beyond that. On the one hand, if you look at the words of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi explains a very, very important concept. In the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the concept of tatfif. Tatfif in actual fact means to give short measure, to give somebody something that is short. You yourself, you take more, and when you give less. So Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi used to say also, based on the words of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there is tatfif, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ tatfif wal-wafa. In everything, there is short measure, and in everything, there is complete measure. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu draws our attention to the very first aspect when we speak about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about mizan, then Allah Rabbul Izzat in actual fact is referring to the concept of adal. Allah is referring to the concept of justice. Justice first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that when you read your namaz, you perform your salat, and in that namaz and salat there is deficiencies, then you have short measured Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you'll have to use the scale of the Quran. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran with regards to salat? وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. That when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will stand appropriately, silently, still. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. You will be totally attentive in your salat. There will not be any movement of your body unnecessarily. Your mind will be dedicated towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now use the scale of the Quran. Use the scale of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when he speaks about how we should make ruku', how we should make sajda, it has to be a complete ruku', it has to be a complete sajda. And perhaps this month of Ramadan is a very good month for us to start. And also in the month of Ramadan, many of us are found short insofar as our namaz and our salat are concerned. We are always hurrying off somewhere, rushing off somewhere. So first thing Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu draws our attention to, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this word, adal, justice, when Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about mizan, when Allah speaks about tatfif, that is short measure, then the first thing that we need to do is to rectify our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now namaz was just one example, but in every other aspect also, our fasting, our zakat, in every aspect, we should be 100% sure that we do it fully and wholly properly for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu.